starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze traveling with the president.
We heard President Biden touting that landmark agreement for Sweden to become the alliance's 32nd member. Biden has been pushing Turkish President Erdogan to drop his opposition to Sweden becoming a member, but the White House will not say if the U.S. supplying F-16 fighter jets to Turkey was part of that deal.
Ukraine also wants in NATO, but members say they must wait until after the Russian conflict before that will be considered. The Northeast dealing with more torrential rain. This time it's Vermont's turn. Life-threatening water swallowing roads and stranding thousands of people. A dam above Montpelier has only a few feet of storage capacity left. If the dam were to exceed capacity, the city manager warns there would be very few evacuation routes open to many in the city. This is ABC News. While parts of the Northeast are swamped with too much water, across much of the South, it's heat. And that has officials reminding us all about the dangers of leaving kids or pets in cars.
You ready?
Three men, including Montgomery County Deputy Constable Austin Gay, voluntarily locked themselves in a car sitting in the Texas sun with no engine running and no air conditioning. 36 seconds into their Facebook live stream.
Right now it is already 118 in this vehicle.
Paramedics monitor their heart rates and blood pressure, ready to end the experiment. For Constable Gay.
I was out at 5 minutes, he was out at 8 minutes, and he was out at 10 minutes.
Nearly 1,000 children have died in hot cars since 1998. Gay and his colleagues hope their time in a sweltering vehicle prevents just one tragedy. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In the streets of Israel, protesting after the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed through the first vote on controversial overhauls to the country's courts. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
A quick reaction in a fast food restaurant saves a man's life. According to WFRV News, the incident happened at a Green Bay A&W restaurant when a man had a diabetic seizure. Assistant manager Rachel Lyles and general manager John Coolwin luckily both had backgrounds in the medical field. They responded quickly, administering CPR and giving the man chest compressions while waiting for medical officials to arrive. The man was taken to a hospital and is recovering. If you're a Leadfoot, this is a good time to tap the brakes. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, the Wisconsin State Patrol will be on the lookout from the skies this week in seven counties, hoping to get people to slow down. One of the counties includes Fond du Lac, where there have been several instances of people driving extremely fast in recent weeks. Highway 41 and Wisconsin Highway 26 will be particular areas of focus. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, I'm joined by Ms. Rhonda Cummings. She is a life coach, diversity consultant, director of a national nonprofit, amongst so many other things that if I was able to continue to run those things down, I don't think we'd have enough time to even begin a conversation. She's out of Atlanta. Good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's a wonderful, wonderful morning. It's even better to have you on the air.
Oh, I appreciate you allowing me to join you this morning. Yeah.
So let me, I want to begin by asking your thoughts on student loan debts. And you are a higher educated woman. And so what are your thoughts on this, the tremendous debts that people are faced with today?
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Well, I think that anything that happens in our life starts with a decision. So when you decide to seek higher education and a collegiate life, it is imperative for us to have a plan in place. And that plan includes go or no go based on what you just mentioned. We do not want our students to go to college only to come out with massive debt, right? And so it is imperative for us to determine, first and foremost, we're big on, we have a program that our parents launched, a nonprofit organization our parents launched 54 years ago, Earl, the Make a Night Foundation. And their initial vision was to assist students because of students wanting to ensure that students attend college. We awarded scholarships to students. However, we've taken a step back today and saying every student may or may not desire to attend college. So their path and their purpose-driven path may not include initially a collegiate world, right? So let's find out the purpose-driven path for our students and not do a cattle call where we say everyone goes to college. And I am by no means not denouncing college life, because I am a college-educated woman and I enjoy the college life, the experience life, the camaraderie, what I encountered, what I gained, what I learned, the experience, the whole nine yards. So yes, I encourage everyone, if that's their path, right? So let's find out your purpose-driven path to determine if that's what you should be attending, which would avoid maybe some of the debt that our students are encountering. And then be creative as it relates to how do we encourage our students who do desire to attend college that may, you know, lack in funding or need an extra fund to help to assist them. There are several ways in which we can make that happen. It is, you know, there's foundations, there's, you know, scholarships, there's, you know, several ways in which we could avoid the debt. So a plan, a decision starts with a decision, a plan in place to determine how do we do this, how to make this happen.
So your thoughts, Black women, who comprise 12.7% of the population, owe 23% of the student loan debt. Your thoughts?
Well, it goes back to the decision making, and it goes back to determining, you know, how can we avoid that? So we're in a different era, so that means that sometimes we have to identify where the gaps are and determine how do we avoid those gaps, like what you just, or those pitfalls, if you will, that you just described. And so we have to confirm that if we determine that that's the path that our students desire, then let's put a plan in place. It starts in elementary, middle, and high school. It starts very early in the game to determine to avoid that. But to how do we remedy that now? We identify ways in which we can assist with removing that debt.
So a higher percentage of Black women, since, again, they only make up 12.7% of the population, but a higher percentage of them are in college than anyone. And so they accrue, again, this debt more so than anyone. Now, is it the fact that these, the planning of whether or not they should take out these loans is what's at the root of it? Or is it the fact that we live in a society that overprices the cost of college, that has clearly made it almost impossible for people to come out of college with degrees that don't pay them a reasonable amount of money to pay those debts back, and that maybe the way college is set up today needs to be restructured so many people don't wind up with degrees and yet not be able to even pay back the money that they borrowed to get that degree?
Mm-hmm. No, you're spot on as it relates to what you just described. So we do need to hit the reset button. I think the pandemic has helped us to hit the reset button, recalibrate and reposition. And so we need to identify the era and the time that we are in, again, based on the overpriced college, or, you know, that we discovered that the payback is little to no, and then and restructuring of the college. But it goes back again, you know, knowing what you're going into, right? So it's important for us to determine, okay, what does this female decide to become? What does this male decide to become, the student in elementary, middle, high school? And so once you have that purpose-driven path, again, which our nonprofit organization has launched, we're preparing a path to determine if that student desires to attend college, or if that student desires to become an entrepreneur, franchise owner, you know, workforce, going into the trade, because we need all of that. So we do need to revisit and hit the reset button. Are we telling our children to go to college just because we did? Are we telling our children to go to college just because that looks good, as opposed to identifying their purpose-driven path? That's what I believe we must visit now, versus, again, the cattle call concept, where everyone's going to college just because.
Well, the society still points people in that direction. And there's a reason that there's so many colleges and universities, because there's gold in them dar hills. There's money to be made in education, and so many different degree opportunities that exist that people wind up with degrees that are basically worthless on the open market, and yet they still owe all of this debt. So, you know, yes, this is something that people need to be educated on, but, you know, if there weren't so many universities and colleges available, they've all opened up because they know that there's an opportunity for them to make a profit. And then once they get people roped in, the question becomes, you know, they become slaves to the debt of these degrees that they have. And so is there something not only that the people must do, but that our government itself should look into as it relates to higher education?
I believe so. I think it's a collaborative effort. And what do I mean by that? That's the family foundation, the collegiate world, corporate America, and the government. Because ultimately, when the students graduate, they are either going to work in the private sector, the public sector, corporations, the whole nine yards. So it goes back to the plan. So if we have corporations with our program that we've launched, we're asking corporations and federal agencies and prime contractors to partner with our organization to ensure that they are a part of that path for the students, which means that there could be scholarships available. The corporations will assist and from a financial perspective, the colleges from a financial perspective, the government from a financial perspective, that we literally all lean in to ensure success of our generational families. I figure we're all leaning in because ultimately, again, they will work in those areas. And so with that, identifying those companies, the corporations, federal agencies, prime contractors, you know, state, county agencies to be a part of the preparation of the students. And our program will allow that to happen, where they adopt a school student and so forth. And it'll vary, because here's the thing, Earl, and I'll let you share. Here's the thing. We want to ensure that there are diamonds in low economic areas. There are diamonds there. But that appears to be where the disconnect comes from a covering of a college, you know, tuition and things of that nature. So we want to ensure that every student has a chance to thrive and move into the space that they desire to move into. And if college is that space and that world and that purpose-driven path, we want them to be covered the entire time that they are on campus.
So let me do this, because before we go to a break, this is a text from a friend. I take a different point of view. Society benefits from education, from an educated society. Secondly, education should be affordable for anyone that is qualified and desires to attend. Lastly, education was and has been affordable to a group of people that benefited and are far ahead because of it. Minorities deserve free to minimum cost education. Got to go to a break. Your thought on the other side. 844-967-2789. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 78 this afternoon under mainly clear skies, north winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 59. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, highs around 72. Overcast skies. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 70s to the mid 80s. Storms possible both days. To recap, we should top out at 78 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Text us at that same number. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings. And let me go back again to this text message, and then we'll come to you, Jack. This is a text message from a friend. I take a different point of view. Society benefits from the educated society. Secondly, education should be affordable for anyone that is qualified and desires to attend. Lastly, education was and has been afforded to a group of people that benefited and are far ahead because of it. Minorities deserve freedom, minimum cost education. Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Jack, thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Well, first of all, Republicans for at least the last 40 or more years have systematically cut funding for higher education. And to the point where my son graduated from a UW system school, not Madison, but from one of the system schools, it cost him about $50,000 for a college education.
Wow.
Fortunately, he had parents that could afford to pay for that. But I can see how someone could easily graduate with, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 in debt, even if they were working part-time and during the summers while they were going to school. But I am also going to say this. When Bernie Sanders ran for president, he put forth a plan of free college for all who qualified. In other words, if your grades were good right. enough and you could get into certain schools. He estimated the cost of that program as $40 billion. The Republicans will scream and moan, we can't afford that. These are the same people, however, who in the last defense budget added over $40 billion to that budget of unrequested funding from the Pentagon. Now, I'm not against funding our troops appropriately, but if the Pentagon doesn't need it, it could certainly be used for something else, like, for instance, what I consider a national security issue, having an appropriately educated population.
Jack, I can't disagree with you at all, man. Thank you very much for the call. Ms. Cummings?
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. When you talk about the collective cause, and that's what I was sharing, that everyone should lean in as it relates to, you know, society benefits. Yes, so that's why I was sharing that everyone should lean in and support those who are going to affect and affect society. And so that means that we have to get back to the basics. And what do I mean by that? That growing up, and we all leaned in and helped each other. And that goes back to my grandparents on both sides. They taught us, and great-grandparents, we're blessed to know them. They taught us the foundation of caring and helping each other that was from our bloodline and not from our bloodline. They would literally help neighbors. We have to get back to that and look and come outside of our doors to see who needs help, right? So in that era, they looked out for each other. Their modem was, let's take care of one another. We have to get back to that. So yes, society will benefit. So we should take a collective, you know, approach towards that. Yes, it should be affordable. I totally agree. Because we are having individuals, we're preparing them for a purpose-driven path that's going to affect society. So it goes back to that. That's going to affect the bottom line of corporations and federal agencies and prime contractors and state agencies and county and things of that nature. Let's all lean in and find out how we can have a part of our budget to support this initiative. Education has been affordable for various reasons. That are, you know, known and unknown. But however, we have to move forward. We take a look at what was done in the past, like I just described, and we take a page from our past and see what is going to benefit us. If it does not benefit us, we should not be channeling our energy toward that. If it's going to benefit us and our next generation and the generations to come, let's talk about it, let's be about it, let's make it happen.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings. You can join us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. this summer. 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Sweden is poised to become the next member of NATO. In Lithuania, ABC's Elizabeth Schulze traveling with the president.
We heard President Biden touting that landmark agreement for Sweden to become the alliance's 32nd member. Biden has been pushing Turkish President Erdogan to drop his opposition to Sweden becoming a member, but the White House will not say if the U.S. supplying F-16 fighter jets to Turkey was part of that deal.
Ukraine also wants in NATO, but members say they must wait until after the Russian conflict before that will be considered. The Northeast dealing with more torrential rain. This time it's Vermont's turn. Life-threatening water swallowing roads and stranding thousands of people. A dam above Montpelier has only a few feet of storage capacity left. If the dam were to exceed capacity, the city manager warns there would be very few evacuation routes open to many in the city. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know.
Hundreds of acres burned in a fire last night in Washera County. According to the Civic Media News website in the Wisconsin DNR, the fire burned 400 acres southeast of Coloma. As of 10 p.m. last night, it was 99% contained. The DNR is calling it a pallet fire and blames hot temperatures, low humidity, and high winds for the rapid erratic growth of the fire that forced some people to be evacuated. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is warning people about a phone scam aimed at doctors. The scam involves someone posing as Lieutenant Gruss, an actual official with the Sheriff's Office. The caller claims the doctor missed a court date, then demands money from them to avoid an arrest warrant. The Sheriff's Office is making clear to the public it is not Lieutenant Gruss making calls, adding that deputies would never ask for money over the phone. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show.
3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Together.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. My guest is Ms. Rhonda Cummings from Atlanta. She's a life coach, diversity consultant, and director of, what's the name of the nonprofit again?
It is the Maconite Foundation that our parents launched 54 years ago.
All right. So let's switch to the fact that right now drug overdose is the number one killer in the United States, and young people are dying like flies. They're being poisoned by fentanyl that is being inculcated into heroin and cocaine and all sorts of other drugs. Why so many Americans, Americans have always been addicted to drugs. We've always been the number one nation as it relates to being addicted to drugs. But opioids now clearly have become a drug of choice, more so, I think, than even cocaine and those types of things. But why are so many Americans addicted to drugs?
It saddens me to even have this conversation, this topic at hand, right? And
But we must have it because it is the number one killer.
I know.
Right.
I know. No. I'm with you. I'm sharing, Earl, that it saddens me, but everything rises and falls, in my opinion, on the family foundation. Again, when we have that community mindness, right, where the community is looking out for one another. And if you see someone, because when we grew up, I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, reside in Houston, also, in Atlanta area, but in Houston. We had a community that if they saw us doing something that we should not be doing, that they, reprimanded us right there. And then they brought us the sheer, we came home and told our parents, Earl, we have to get back to caring for one another. The community has to rise up and care. And so that means that, and it also contributes to the pain that we are feeling. It goes back to our bloodline. It goes back to the baggage, the brokenness, the blendedness, and the bloodline we come from. And that means that if we are not addressing some of the areas that spill over into the next generation from a pain perspective, what do we battle with? What's the battle in the bloodline? If the battle in the bloodline is drug and alcohol, we have to address it, we have to cut it off, and we have to make sure that we are leaning in and seeing and noticing the difference in our children, in our children's friends, in our relatives. It's that. I know in my neighborhood, when the bus would pick up the kids for school, they came in front of my home, right? I saw the kids kind of pushing one of the little, younger boys around, right? I came out of my door and said, hey, what's going on? You guys okay? They knew that I cared enough to come out to ensure that that wasn't being done, right? If I saw a child again at the bus stop with no coat on, and I'm like, it's cold outside. So I made a call to the parents and said, did you know that, he was down here at the bus stop and he left the home without the coat? We have to get back to caring and letting them know that they matter.
So the fentanyl epidemic is across racial lines. It is across economic lines. It is across whether or not someone has a college degree or no degree, and it clearly points to something that's going on inside of our nation with people who clearly feel defeated and who are looking to escape, because dealing with this nation as she is configured today, I'm 69 years of age, and I know that this is a much different society than it was when I was young. And certainly the families play a major role in it. But to be successful in America today is much more difficult than it was during my time as a young person. Why? Why is it? Why has it become more difficult for people to succeed, in your opinion, in this nation today than it was 30 years ago?
Mm-hmm. It goes back to caring. The blueprint has been painted. Okay, that's my opinion. That we have to get back to looking around us and not just looking, in our family dynamic. Because our children are going to be out in society and engage and encounter individuals. So we have to be stronger in their ear than society is, than the world is. That's going to let them know who they are and that do not believe that you can escape, and feel better and do better by taking drugs. You know, knowing who their friends are, knowing that you have to share and show them that they matter and they care. If they believe that they don't matter and nobody cares, then that's a trick of the enemy to get in and because where the mind goes, the body follows, Earl. Who's in your head? Who's talking to you? Who's in your head?
Well,
what is being said to you?
So, we've there's always been peer pressure. I think it clearly is more pressure today, clearly, than it was when I was a child. I'm not so old that I don't remember that. But the peer pressure that young people face today, a lot stronger. But we have candidates who are running for president who think the answer to all of this is bomb Mexico. And if we stop the supply, then we'll be able to, overcome the scourge of drugs. I mean, that can't be the answer. I mean, but we've got people who think it's as easy as that. Your thoughts?
Mm-hmm. Well, my thoughts are, I think that's a temporary solution to a ongoing problem. And so let's get to the root cause of it, right? Let's get to the root cause of it, which goes back to helping individuals understand the word no. No, thank you. I'm good. Okay? When someone offers them something that could just really devastate their life, right? So
you mean like Nancy Reagan's just say no?
Absolutely, right? And so what happens is again, you by you stating that means that there's nothing new under the sun. What's been done before will be done again, which means that knowing what that potential could be, it is imperative for us to really lean in with our children, because they need to know. You can't live off of what you don't know. So let them know what's out there. That's just like we could all consider doing something wrong. It goes back to the decision making. If I decide to go out of my house and say, I'm going to go rob a bank, okay? Or anyone decides to go do that, or store, or do something wrong, or no one goes out of their home, hopefully thinking that that is the solution to a temporary problem. But it goes back to the mindset. Who's in your ear? So, what is being said to you? We have to get back to the community, Earl.
So let me,
everyone has to be leaning in.
Let me ask you, what role does the church play in this, or does it have a role in it?
Oh, yes, it has. I was going to say that. The church plays a huge role because we are teaching them, thus says the word. We are teaching them about nothing is impossible. We are teaching them about the word, right? So it is. I know, again, growing up, I thank God for my parents. I thank God for my parents, Earl, and my grandparents and great-grandparents, because they instilled in us, do right and right will follow. They instilled in us. They were community-minded, right? And we lost our mom last year, so God rest her soul. And she was just this pillar of of love and giving and community mindness and just family oriented. Our Father's still living. He's still the same. So what you're hearing from me is because our parents, we worshiped together as a family, and that's what was instilled in us. And so you're right. And to this day, even on social media, we are still connected to our family church members that we grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, right? So I'm a Midwestern girl. I understand what it's like living in Chicago, you know, working a little bit in Wisconsin.
There are less people engaged, involved in church, mosque, synagogue, temple than there ever was. It doesn't have the prominence as it once had. Why?
Because it's not being shared in the home. It goes back. I'm telling you, my mindset, Earl, what everything rises and falls in that home. Our parents taught us and told us and showed us, you know, if we went out that Saturday evening, that meant that you're not going to sleep in.
But so did mine. That was the way things were, but we're so far removed from that. We're in a different reality, and we've got to figure out a way to reach people, you know.
Because we have to go back to it, Earl. There is certain things that is fundamental, right? There are certain fundamental things and foundational things in a family that must not be dismissed. It's just like baking a cake, okay? If I leave something out, it will not be a cake. If we leave out values, morals, and character, and in my eyes, character still counts. Morals, values, character, integrity, word, all of that still matters. If we water that down, if we make it feel like it doesn't matter, then it won't. But if you instill in them, and it's a circular communication, that's family, that's school, that's church, that's community, that if you're speaking and rowing in the same direction, the outcome will be different. That's the in my eyes, that's the missing ingredient, is that family foundation, that community, because the family dynamics have changed. We know that, and technology is out there.
One in two marriages end in divorce. So the family that we grew up in, and you know, those, that doesn't exist. And there are these families that are splintered. And so
I'll give you,
go ahead quickly.
Well, I'll give you an example of, I just watched the story of Kevin, you know, Durant. His mother was a single mom, but she instilled in them goals and values and morals, and she did a sacrifice. And what did he named her MVP. Let's get back to having us as MVPs. I don't care. I'm not trying to make light of that, because yes, you're right. But it goes back to, why did they get married, which caused them to be divorced? Because oftentimes that is that. We chose a part, you know, a someone we thought was going to be that, and not, you know, we didn't do our homework, right? Or we didn't check and see in the bloodline, if you will, right?
So
at the end of the day, I think that it goes back to that. Able to the decision making. She decided to say, you're going to be great, and they are.
So Ms. Cummings, I want to thank you, and I'll get back to you soon. Thank you very much for the time. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 78. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 59. Chance for scattered rain showers. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 72. Overcast skies. Turning warmer Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 70s to the mid 80s. Thunderstorms possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. And noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Thicker than the mud, it's a family affair.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yeah, you know, so Donald Trump and even Calvin, you know, Ron DeSantis, their response to the fentanyl is bomb Mexico. I mean, listen. Yes, none of us want to see the people dying of fentanyl poisoning. And yes, the cartels are at the root of it. But for heaven's sakes, bombing Mexico is not the answer. The fact that people in this country are so addicted to drugs, and we lead the entire world in our addiction to drugs. We make up 4% of the global population, but yet we are more addicted to drugs than any of the rest of the nations of the earth. That tells you something. Let's go to Bill. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man? You say what?
Oh, great. On fentanyl, do you realize a lot of the fentanyl coming over the border are from people coming from America?
Yes. 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 Yes.
It is not, you know, they always want a whipping boy. They always want, well, I'll give them a whipping boy. Who were the people that got us hooked on all painkillers and drugs?
The pharmaceutical companies, and one family in particular.
Exactly. I mean, Earl, God bless you. You know, you're the only sea of tranquility in a stormy water. But I always hearken back to this. Remember, you're talking about Donald Trump. Look at Donald Trump. When he showed up, 2 dozen sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies, that's the best they've got. Give me a break, people. Now, if you want the perfect election where we would be excited about, no matter who won, it would be Chris Christie against Gavin Newsom. I'll tell you what, I would be excited that. No, I don't want Chris Christie, but if he won, I'd say let's give the man a chance.
You know what? There's no comparison. Chris Christie's a much brighter guy than Donald Trump. There's no question whatsoever. You know, but that doesn't matter because people aren't supporting Donald Trump because he's a rocket scientist. You know, they're supporting him for some other, I don't like the guy, but his policies, you know, whatever that means.
He's a hater. He's a racist. And there's a certain amount of people in our country that are drawn to that. The rest of them are just scared beyond belief that the government is their problem. It isn't the government's the problem. We, the people, are the government. So then accept responsibility. If you're afraid of the government, change it the right way.
Bill, I agree with you. Thank you very much for the call. Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning, Ken. Quickly, you say what?
Good morning, Earl. They don't start at the top with our top leadership. When you have the president of the United States allowing his crackhead son to do drugs in the White House, that's our leadership we have.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you know that Donald Trump Jr. was addicted to drugs?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, man, what are you talking about? Look it up.
He never said that.
He didn't. What do you mean he never said it?
You got a crackhead bringing drugs into the White House, that's their leadership.
There's nowhere that you can prove or say that Joe Biden's Hunter Biden was bringing drugs into the White House. Where did you read that?
There's drugs found in the White House. Where do you think it came from? It's pretty obvious.
It's obvious. Oh, man.
When you got the president's son showing pictures of his drug use, who do you think brought it in? I mean,
the last time I checked, and what the FBI said, it's a spot where they can never figure out who brought the drugs in because there's so many different people who come through there, right? So you say in your mind, Hunter Biden left the drugs there. But that's only in your mind, man. There's no factual evidence to back up what you just said.
Yeah, Earl, how come it's convenient our president of the United States hasn't mentioned anything about it? Not one word.
I can. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, you got the last of it, my friend.
Thank you, Earl. You sure can deflect, though, this president.
CJ, you're the deflector, right? You're the guy who changed it. My conversation was on Trump. You changed the conversation or attempted to. So the deflector is you.
Do you care that this president possibly is bought and paid for by China? Do you care, Earl?
Listen, man. I said, do you care that your candidate for the Republican nomination for president of the United States, CJ, is facing I don't know how many criminal counts. Does that matter to you?
A whistleblower says the president Biden had $5 million and his son got $5 million from the communist.
Okay, so let me say this to you, CJ. Yeah, I care. Now, do you care about all the different things that Donald Trump is facing?
Who's the president right now, Earl? Who's the president right now? You can deflect like better than the changing winds.
All right, man. Thank you very much for the call. Gotta go. Thank everybody who made the show go. If you will, go on the Civic Media site for our blood donation challenge. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin. Really appreciate it. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Jim Ryan.